This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Okay, atmosphere is the feel. I mean, we all know, we've all been places where you think, oh, gosh, this place has got such a nice feel. It makes you feel good. You either feel peaceful, you feel accepted, you feel warm, or it's just a great sense of fun. We've all been places, we all have places that we like to go as well, where even as adults and also teenagers. So the key is to create a home that has a good feel, because when the kids are little, they really don't have much choice. They're stuck there. But once they start to broaden their wings and spread their wings and go out in the big wide world, they have a lot more choice about where they want to be. So as parents, we want to create a family that's got a great feel, a great atmosphere. So there's things that you can put into place that makes that happen. So you become like the honey, the bees to the honey, the moth to the light, whatever you like to call it. So we want to create a good, accepting, warm, fun, supportive environment for our teenagers, Laura.
So what are some of the ways that we can actually do that?
Okay, so I think, you know, it's like you have to be a little bit strategic. That's how I think. You know, I deliberately, you know, put music on in, you know, the living spaces, you know, upbeat, fun music. And my daughter, she's the queen of fun. She often dances while she's cooking, whatever. But, you know, like just create a sense of fun. Well, you know, you just might want a bit of peace, put music to do that. Food is a great creator of atmosphere. Family dinners, you know, be strategic, a lot of laughter and affection. So I think fun is one of the really key things. Teenagers love to have fun. So if you can create a home where there's a lot of fun, I think you've got a really good start. You know, I mean, I think the odd lame dad joke is always a good one. You know, there's usually a comedian amongst the home. Let them tell their jokes. Let them be funny. Make it happen. So there's lots of things to do. I mean, I love dress-up parties of fun. You know, whatever it is that you like to do in your home. But just enjoy your teens. Enjoy the dinner table. Just create a lovely sense of fun.
I feel like we're giving permission to all the dads to tell the bad dad jokes now. This could be the worst thing we've ever done on the forum.
We might be taken off the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
I encourage that, to be honest. You know, this is the last thing I just wanted to, before we finish up, just say, is, you know, the atmosphere, I see it's a little bit like the lubricant, a little bit like the oil. You know, it just, if the atmosphere's got a really great feel to it, you have a lot less problems with teenagers because they're happy. So, and if you're happy, you don't tend to respond in anger. You know, things just, it creates an ease. So it's really worth spending time creating a good feel in your home. Everyone's a lot happier.
Yeah, and I suppose the idea isn't to, like, you know, trap your teenagers in the home, but more to let them know that they're welcome there and that it's a safe place.
Oh, absolutely. And it's also about, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in their day. So, you know, we don't want to hold them tight. We want to release them. But we want them to feel that when they come home, there's a place of acceptance. Somebody cares about them. That, you know, it's going to be fun. It's not going to be arduous and strict and, you know, a hard place to go. You know, life is difficult enough anyway with all the pressures. So let's make it easy. So they know no matter where they go in life or no matter what happens, that they can always come home and feel that someone cares about them, that it's got a, you know, really great feel.
Yeah, well, Wendy, we'll talk a little bit more next week about some of the kind of key attributes that you want in the atmosphere of your home. But thank you so much for tonight, and we'll catch you then.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.